2023 Prophetic School is here. It's a place where you hear God's voice clearly. So, get set for an encounter. Ministry, Pastor Benga Shafe, be blessed as you listen.
What exactly are we speaking about when we refer to the gift of the word of wisdom? Okay, this is a very powerful gift. And most times people don't even know how powerful this particular gift is. But this gift is the flip side to the gift of the word of knowledge. Okay, when you read, first of all, when you study 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the scripture says it said in verse 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. So what that means is that, you know, these gifts are given to us for profit. They are not given to us to grandstand or to create an impression that we are super spiritual. These gifts are given to us because the Lord wants us to be a blessing to everyone around us. As against the gift of the word of knowledge, that goes into the past. This gift goes into the past and tries to look into what many may consider to be situations or circumstances that have happened previously. This other gift looks into the future. All right? The gift of the word of wisdom looks into the future. Now, when you see prophets or prophetic people who are able to predict the future, this is how they do it. They do it by the gift of the word of wisdom. Now, every time the Lord would manifest in this area, it is because he is giving us a snapshot into a measure of his mind. Okay? As I did mention yesterday, there are three major revelation gifts known as the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirit. It's important to know the difference. Most times when you are with a prophet, you may find a mix of the gifts playing out simultaneously. So we just call it a prophetic word. But permit me to also tell you that the gift of the word of knowledge is not prophecy. All right? The gift of the word of knowledge is not prophecy, but a prophetic word. The gift of the word of wisdom is not prophecy as it were, but a prophetic word, which means that it is obeying and responding to some other rules that are not bound to the gift of prophecy. Permit me to quickly say this, that the gift of prophecy, for instance, only obeys three conditions. The gift of prophecy obeys only three conditions. And those conditions are exhortation, comfort, and edification. So if someone were to be prophesying in a church, or maybe you are in a prayer meeting, and a friend of yours started to prophesy, that person, if he had the gift of prophecy, will only be able to operate within the parameter of these three areas. What I'm saying to you, in essence, is that the gifts of prophecy does not really have revelation in its elements. It may seem that you are seeing something that looks like revelation, but the gift of prophecy does not operate with revelation. So what you get is that every time somebody is operating by the gift of prophecy, if you check what he's saying properly, it can be established by scriptures. It can almost feel as though you are listening to in the scripture being spoken out, but in an inspired way. So for instance, you could go into a meeting and you could find somebody like, thus saith the Lord, for I'm in your midst. When you go through the fire, I'll be with you. When you pass through the waters, it will not overflow you. Now, somebody may just need to hear that particular word. You know, and it may become very defining for that person. All right. So this is an example of the manifestation of the gift of prophecy. All right. You may find somebody who is saying, I, the Lord, am in your midst. I've brought you peace. I'm giving you my joy. You will not be put to shame. But if you read the scriptures, you can find those elements in specific Bible verses. For instance, where Jesus said, my peace I give to you, but not as the world gives. Okay, so you also find scriptures that about divine safety littered all over the Bible. So when somebody is prophesying and is operating by the gift of prophecy, most 99.9% of the time, that person is only staying within the parameters of edification. That means is, you know, trying to build up the saints or the believers, or the person could be bringing a word of comfort. Maybe somebody in the church or somebody in the family, has passed. I remember when my father passed and I got back to school, I was in secondary school. I was in SS1. So I just got back, still devastated, trying to process the whole thing. So I was in a prayer meeting with one of my friends, and we used to pray together. And all of a sudden, you know, and my friend is a stammerer, all right? So he's a stammerer. So he just, while we were praying, and we'll pray for hours, like an hour or two, he just started, you know, praying in tongues. Now, when he started praying in tongues, then he started to prophesy. But I noticed something specific about his prophecy. And that was the first time I realized that my friend had the gift of prophecy. I didn't know before then. You know, I noticed that his tongue became very clear. It was no more stammering. All right. Then he began to prophesy, bringing me comfort, telling me, and he was telling me that, look, the Lord said that I should not worry, that he was going to take care of me, and that my father was already with him. When he brought me that word of comfort, it was something that I really, really, really needed to hear at that particular point in time. Okay, and it was such a blessing to me. All right. So when you find somebody giving you a prophecy, it must always obey these three rules. The confusion here is that most times we find people, prophetic people who are a bit more matured, and they are operating in these gifts and as though they are mixing the gifts. So sometimes we feel that when somebody is prophesying from the scripture, that person is operating as a prophet. No, there is and let me say this also, and I hope you are taking some notes. For every operation of the spirit, there is the believer's level of that operation. For every operation of the spirit, there is the believer's level. You know, it's just like in Mark chapter 16 and the last three verses or so, our Lord Jesus was about to ascend. And he said to us that as many of you that believe in my name, that believe in me, you will lay hands on the sick, you will speak in tongues, you cast out devils. If you take anything that's poisonous, it will not have power over you. Now, you see that context here, you talked about you will speak in tongues, all right? Jesus spoke to everybody. But when you study the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul was speaking about diverse tongues, praise God. Paul was speaking about diverse tongues. He was talking about different type of tongues. He wasn't talking about just the ability to speak in tongues. He was talking about the ability to speak in diverse kind of tongues. So you find some people in some meetings, or you may have a particular friend, and while you are praying together, you just notice there seems to be a different sense of flavor to the way that person is praying, all right? So when you just find that it's like, oh, this person, there's something wrong with the tone or the text, the speech pattern, the person could really be speaking in diverse tongues. That is as a spiritual gift. So this person has a unique gift, not just to speak in tongues like every Christian, but is able to speak in different types of tongues. And this is so important. Look at the aspect of prophecy. You see, Paul said, you know, every believer should be able to prophesy. We should desire the ability to prophesy. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, he also began to speak about the gift of prophecy. Then in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul begins to teach us about the ministry of the prophet. So it seems like there is always this believer's level of every gift, and then there is also the gifted aspect of that gift, and then you also have the ministry aspect of that gift. So I want us to really consider this and just flow, because sometimes you may be confused and you are thinking, oh, maybe my friend or this particular fellow is operating in the gift of the ministry gift of the prophet, while the person may just be operating at the level of the prophetic gift, just a simple gift of prophecy. I'm making all this emphasis because the gift of the word of wisdom is a core gift of prophet. It seems that while we may have some ministers of God or even Christians, some of you are here, and you operate in the gift of the word of knowledge as the Spirit leads you, it seems that not every minister or every believer can operate, you know, regularly in this gift of the word of wisdom. So, and that is because that gift many times pertains to prophets. Almost everyone I've seen who operated that gift and they were faithful to it, I've seen many of them actually grow and emerge as full-blown prophets. So if you find that you are able to tell the future and you, that grace is given to you, you are looking at a strong possibility that you might end up a prophet, all right? So this is very, very important. And I want you to please take note of these points that I am making. Let me quickly bring out a few more points here. So this particular gift sees into the future, but the strength of the gift is not really about predicting the future. It is more about the wisdom. You see, the gift is referred to as the word of wisdom. You know, the word of wisdom. So what that gift is saying is every time that the Lord is bringing knowledge about a particular thing, what the Lord is saying is that I want you to pay attention to the wisdom that I'm bringing out to you. All right. So the Lord wants us to pay attention to the wisdom. Many times we don't look at the wisdom. We are looking at the information, and God wants us to look at the wisdom. There's something that God is saying, okay, about that particular thing. And I, you know, predicting the future is not something that is cheap, because very soon we are going to know if that information is true. I remember, I think it was late last year while we were in church, and the Lord spoke to me through the knowing of the heart. The Lord spoke to me through the knowing of the heart, and I began to prophesy about the removal of the last female prime minister of the UK, Liz Truss. Okay, so I was on the pulpit, and I suddenly began to prophesy about the removal of this woman, and I began to speak about what the Lord was doing, and that he would bring the son of an immigrant to become a king, to become the prime minister. All right, so this happened, and that same week, I think it was on a Wednesday, the woman was taken out of government. Why am I saying this? The Lord was not just trying to tell us, somebody is going to be taken out. What the Lord would probably have preferred for us is to ask, what means this? All right, what is this? What does this mean for us who are Christians? What does this mean? If the Lord is saying, is removing, taking away this woman and bringing somebody else, what does this mean for us who are Christians and who are believers? These are some of the things that the Lord would prefer to have us look into when considering the gift of the word of wisdom. All right, another thing you need to consider is that even in the creation of the world, in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 19, the word of God says, the foundations of the earth were laid by God's wisdom, by the wisdom of the Lord. Okay? So by understanding, the Lord set the heavens in place. Okay? So this is serious, all right? So you need to understand that the Lord established the earth. When you look at this world and you see how everything seems to be aligned, the Lord is saying, look, I laid the foundation of this earth by wisdom, okay? And he wants us to appreciate these things so that you understand that many times it is not really a miracle problem that you have. It is many times a wisdom problem. A lot of us don't know this, and many times we struggle with these things because we don't know that the Lord is looking in a particular direction. Please, I want to encourage you to please understand that the role and the place of wisdom cannot be over-emphasized. These are things that we must give attention to so that our profiting may appear to us. There are a lot of people who can say, I can predict, I can talk about what's in the past, I can talk about something that has happened to people before, but you can't, unless you understand the balance of wisdom, you are not able to help a lot of people, because it's possible for you to operate in the world of wisdom, and yet you are not able to help that person. You may be able to predict and say, something like this happened to you when you were young, and yet you are still not able to tell the person this is how you are going to be free. So let me just quickly tell you that the word of wisdom helps us understand future events. The word of God, the word of wisdom helps us understand future events so that we may prepare ourselves. Okay, when the Lord reveals something to, I remember I was speaking to a lady and she spoke about a particular time, one of the military helicopters, here in Nigeria crashed. And she said, I think a few days before, she actually had a vision, a night dream, and she saw this thing happen. Okay, so you find that in her own case, the word of wisdom operated through her dreams. Okay, and I don't want you to confuse how the gift operates for whether if at all is the gift. No, there's a difference between the gift and the channel. Okay, you may operate the gift of the word of wisdom and it will be flowing through dreams. Others may have the same experience and it may be flowing through the hearing here or through the word of the Lord. These things are very, very important for us to note. Okay, the word of wisdom also helps us analyze revelation. When somebody is bringing you a prophetic word, especially something that speaks to the future, the word of wisdom helps us analyze that particular prophetic word so that we can draw out the counsel of the Lord from the word that has been spoken. Number three is that word of wisdom helps us identify future satanic attacks. If Satan is trying to move around in certain directions, the word of wisdom could begin to operate in your life and you just get some form of direction and instruction towards that direction. Oh, for those of us who are called to the ministry, there's no one that's called to the ministry that will not have a measure of experience, especially in this regard. You are going to, because the Lord is going to be telling you, I'm calling you to the ministry, I'm going to send you to a particular city or to different nations, and it's going to tell you some of these things through the gift and the operation of the word of wisdom. So if you say the Lord has called you to ministry, how did he tell you? Because he told you something about your future. He told you something about what he's asking you to do. You've not done it. You've not started, but he's going to tell you. The Lord can tell you, when you grow up, or when you get older, you are going to live in a particular city. This particularly, happened to me. Okay, I was still a very young guy at university, and the Lord told me, he said, when you are older, this particular person in the future would be your future life partner. And as at this particular time, we were not even friends. And we were not really interested in each other. But it turns out that today, that is exactly what has happened. So when the Lord gives us this thing, it is to this manifestation, it is to help us prepare for his plans and purposes in our lives. The word of wisdom also, just like I mentioned, helps us see into covenant relationships and posture ourselves. So the moment the Lord begins to say, for instance, this particular person is going to be your spouse, it automatically knocks out the possibility for any other option that may look fantastic, okay? It also helps us avoid disastrous mistakes. The word of wisdom, when it flows and operates, helps us avoid disastrous mistakes. Now, I also need to say this, that operating this gift comes with a lot of responsibility. So you've got to be careful. Don't be too proud. Don't be too cocky. I'm rushing here, but there's still quite a bit on this that we really should look into. What is the nature of this gift? The nature of this gift, it operates usually as a word. It is not like, oh, God is going to tell you the whole story around your life. It's a word. It's like a word, just like a short word or an instruction, something that comes along your path. Okay, so it comes as a word. And you need to note this, be very careful about people who sometimes seem to know too much. Okay, then so that word, the nature of that gift when it operates is that it comes by a word. Number two, it can come by inspiration. The gift can operate by inspiration. The Lord inspires you in your heart and it tells you something, and then you write it down somewhere, and shortly after you find that that thing has actually happened. The third thing is that this gift operates in a directional form or mode. Okay, so when the Lord begins to speak, is to give direction. I am going to do this, and in that regard, I want you to, for instance, move to Ibadan or move to relocate to Abuja. If the word gives direction, because based on what the Lord is showing you, you begin to get an idea of how you need to put yourself together. Another nature that we should consider about this gift is that it is not selfish, but always love-driven. Every time God reveals something ahead, it is to bless us and to help us. Okay, let me quickly add this, that the gift of the word of wisdom is useful not only in spiritual things, but in material things like your business, like your marriage, maybe you work at the hospital. It helps you prepare yourself to be better, effective, to be more effective at the workplace, at your marriage. The Lord could show you a vision and say, look, you need to start praying for your husband because there's an attack coming at his office, or pray for your wife. That is valuable information. I made reference to 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 12, when a particular king was asking, how is it that how is it that what they discuss in their meetings, somebody in Israel knows these things. And they told him, oh, that is because Elisha has a very powerful gift. Why am I saying this? I'm saying this because many times a lot of us do not understand the weight of responsibility that comes with this gift. All right? So we begin to struggle and we don't understand how to relate properly with this gift. The Lord wants us to know that we can actually operate in a gift such as this and to come into the reality of that which he is saying and that which he is doing. This gift is a very powerful gift, and it helps us see into the heart of man. All right? It helps us see into the heart of men. And to qualify, and please let me just quickly say this before we move to the next session here, that the gift of to qualify as a prophet, because sometimes you see people, they say, oh, I'm a prophet and this and that. There are certain conditions that we've got to consider here. For a person to qualify as a prophet, that person must operate in at least two revelation gifts, including the gift of prophecy. This person must operate in at least two revelation gifts, including the gift of prophecy. Okay, and thirdly is that that person must first have a calling to the ministry. If for you to qualify to be called a prophet, you must first have a calling to the ministry of God's word. You must also have at least two revelation gifts. Either you have the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, or the discerning of spirits. And then there's also, like I did mention earlier, there's a difference between a prophetic person and a full-blown prophet. I'm going to come back and talk about this and place some emphasis here. Okay, now let me quickly chip this in. Operating powerfully in the gift of the word of wisdom requires a lot of spiritual maturity. Okay, so if the Lord is going to help you hold the secret to the faith of nations, you've got to live your life in a very different way, because it's not, God is going to be giving you secrets. He's going to tell you things about people. You are going to have information about people, and the Lord would not want you to be reckless or to hold such information carelessly. So it's important for you to understand how significant this particular gift is. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, praise the Lord. So this gift requires a lot of maturity, because we are dealing with people and nations. This gift itself is a reflection of the nature of God, okay? This gift is a reflection of the nature of God. So you don't want to mess around this gift. You don't want to be there and then realize that after all that the Lord has committed into your hands, that you are found wanting. Okay, one other thing I need to quickly say here is that whatever we have seen in the operation of this gift is only a fragment of the wisdom of God. It's only a fragment of the wisdom of God. So we need to be sensitive. We need to be sensitive so that we are not caught or lost in that which the Lord is doing. We need to understand that the wisdom of God is at the heart of the operation of this gift. Praise the Lord. Now, I also need to say this, that this gift can sometimes operate through the teaching of God's word. It can operate through revelation. It can operate through music. I've seen a lot of music ministers, some of them, who operate in this way. Okay, I have just 2 more minutes. They operate in this way. When they begin to worship and sing, all of a sudden their spiritual eyes open, their spiritual ears open, and they are able to know things that are going to happen. So you've got to find your trigger. That's what I'm saying. For those of you who have this gift, you need to be able to find your trigger. For instance, I find that my trigger is extensive praying in the Holy Ghost. When I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost, I am able to, after some time, begin to tell what could be going on around me. How does this gift work? For some people that I've encountered, they begin to feel certain things. Some of them begin to feel, they could feel pain. They could just begin to feel uncomfortable. Some people begin to, see the picture of a particular country or the map of a particular country, and then they begin to know. Sometimes they see flood, they see all kinds of things. So you have to be sensitive. I've also seen there's a particular prophet, William Braham, who would see, words written on a scroll. He would see the world, and there are a few other people who would see things written over people's head. They will see their names, see their addresses, and they will be able to prophesy to these people. Okay, some would just the Lord will speak to them by showing them maybe a particular person or a people group or a nation, and then it would just begin to show, give them the feeling of depression and loss. Okay, so they already begin to have it's giving them an idea of some of the things that could be happening there. Okay. You can also operate in this gift. You have visual and mental impressions. Some people have like flashes, they just have these flashes in their spirit, and they begin to see things like a flash. So So when you have this kind of gift, I always recommend spend a lot of time, you know, praying in the Holy Ghost. There are certain consecrations for this gift. Okay, there are certain consecrations for this gift. And one of it is that you must be trustworthy. The second is that you must embrace the ministry of intercession. Nobody can claim to be a prophet if he does not have a heart of love and care or is willing to pray for people. Okay, consecrations for this gift also includes being guided in your utterance. You must be careful not to be critical. Don't be critical where the Lord is not being critical. Don't allow your emotions get the better of you, and you are upset because maybe people are not receiving your ministry the way you would expect. Another level of consecration is that you've got to keep sanctified ears. You've got to keep sanctified ears and sanctified eyes. You've got to be very intense in your prayers in order to sharpen this gift. There is no one that is in the prophetic that must be a stranger to prayer. All right? And that alone is a message on its own. Extensive praying in the Holy Ghost. There's a particular one, and I particularly got this one from Pastor Ayo, Prophet Ayo Jeje, and he said to me, if you are a prophet, you must associate with prophets. You must be strongly associated with prophets. Don't be a lone ranger. You see, there's that sense in which we are able to sharpen each other on the strength of our relationship, okay? Don't stay around people who judge your gift or who don't like what you are doing, especially when you are doing it from a sincere heart. So stay along your spiritual tribe. There are people I know who associate with a particular ministry, a particular church, where they don't like or they don't speak well of the gift of visions or dreams or prophecy. At the end of the day, they find that their own gifts are shut down until they eventually move out of that area into a ministry where they find that those gifts are celebrated. So I'm not saying you should leave your church, but I'm seriously recommending to you that if you find that your gift is always being despised by reason of the way they preach in your church, you may seriously want to have a conversation with your pastor and say, look, I have this gift. Every time you talk about it, you make me feel terrible. You know, and if you are not going to have a fruitful conversation, you may want to consider looking for a church where your gift can be accepted. Finally, consecration, the final consecration for this gift is to become a person of the Word of God. A person of the Word of God. You must be given to the Word of God, either through listening to messages or studying the scriptures or meditating on the Word of God. You must become a man of the Word of God. The Word of God must be flowing in your heart, not just in the sense of reading the Bible, but even when your Bible is not with you, your mind is always dancing around spiritual things. All right. So in this sense, I would like to stop here for a while.